Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. We've been looking at healing and health. This is one of the services we did during our healing school, and we wanted to find out a few truths about why we're sick, why we stay sick, why we don't get healed, etc., etc. Because you should and could be walking in perfect health every day of your life if you're a child of God. I'm speaking to the children of God right now. If you're not a child of God, you can become one by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then you too can walk in perfect peace and divine health. And so we started looking at the devil is a liar. He comes in there to try to make you believe who you're not. He'll make you think you're lost. He'll make you think you're a sinner. He'll make you think you're sick. He'll make you think you're broke. Oh, but Pastor, the facts. I'll look at the facts. No, don't look at the facts. Look at the Word of God and what God has said the truth is. So we want to pick up where we left off yesterday and learn to grow with the Word of God and become all that God has created us to be. Let's join the service right now.
The devil is the one who's going to try to come and accuse you and say, well, look at you. You're still the same. You haven't changed. You still do this, you still curse, you still smoke, you still take a drink here and there, or drink. And we allow him to come and tell us who we are not. You see, who you are is you're a king's kid that makes you royalty. With a priestly anointing, you're an anointed child of the Most High God. That's who you are. So when you act unredemptively, that's not who you are. That's who he wants you to believe you are. He got there with Adam and Eve. If you want to be like God, they were already like God, then do this. And he got them to step outside of the redemptive place into the other place. He tried it with Jesus. If you are the Son of God, then do this. He'll come with it. It's just amazing. And let me just tell you something about this. This is something that came to my attention recently. You know, we've all got freedom of choice. Every one of us. Now, God is sovereign, but he's sovereign over his word. We know that there will be the Antichrist. We know that there will be one world government and one world religion. We know it. It's coming. We know the Antichrist, the abomination of the desolation, is spoken of in Daniel and Revelation, will sit in the temple and proclaim to be God. We know that. We know that the two witnesses are going to come back. We know that they're going to be dead for 3 days, and then God's going to resurrect them. We know this. Because he's sovereign over his word. And his word gave us freedom of choice. So he's sovereign over that. You can choose to go to heaven or not to. Your decision, your choice. He's given you the answer what to do. I put before you, what did he say? I put before you blessing and cursing, death or life. Then he says choose life. Deuteronomy 30:19 tells us that. So he's given us the answers, but he said you got freedom of choice. He told us in his word, if you do this, that's going to happen. The wages of sin is this, etc., etc., right? But I'm free to choose. I'm a free moral agent. God's left that up to me. So he's not going to force me to get saved. He's not going to force me to be good to the poor. He's not going to force me to try to improve myself. He's going to love me into doing those things, and hopefully I allow the Spirit to get in and change my life. But God is, he is sovereign, but we have freedom of choice. Now, we know he's a God of rewards. Hebrews 11:6 even says he's a rewarder of those that seek him, right? And then we know there's going to be two judgments. The one judgment where you don't want to be involved in, you're not going to be if you're a child of God. And then the other judgment for rewards. For your rewards of what you've done with Christ in the earth. You're going to be rewarded, not judged the way the unsaved are going to be judged. Very differently. So, How can, if there was no choice, how can you get a reward? There's got to be a choice, or else rewarding you is not, it just doesn't work. So there's a choice to do or not to do. Now I get rewarded for the choice that I make. Does that make sense? And so there's a reward system because we've got freedom of choice. We can choose how to do it. I choose to live for God. I chose to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. My reward is salvation. And eternal salvation and eternal life with Christ. Now, what I do in my life now is going to be rewards for me when I'm in heaven. God is a God of rewards. And if you didn't have freedom of choice, then there could be no reward. Because you weren't free to choose it. You were made to do it. So why do I reward you? No. You get rewarded for doing the right thing. Or you get rewarded for doing the wrong thing. Amen. Let that just get inside for a second. But this is victory is spoken through you. Victory is spoken through you. You can add to that if you want. I don't like to concentrate on the negative, but you can add to that as well if you want. Defeat is spoken through you. Amen. It's that simple. Victory is spoken through you and defeat is spoken through you. Amen. You could say it this way. Victory and defeat are spoken through you. Why can I say that? Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Not my tongue for you. My tongue for me. Not God's tongue for me. My tongue for me. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. So if that's the case, best I learn the language of life rather than the language of death. Amen. Amen. Wow, what's the time? Okay, half an hour already. I don't know if I can finish this in half an hour. But we'll give it a shot, and if we don't finish it, we'll pick it up next week. So now I want to say this to you. The visible was made from the invisible. God is a spirit. We know God is here now. He said, we're two or three gathered together in my name. I'm there in your midst. We know the greater one on the inside lives in us. Amen. So we know God is here, and God is a spirit. The Bible says He's a spirit. And those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So God created from that realm that He resides in, the spiritual realm. He created the earth and the podium here and me and you and our clothes and the car drive. He created it from the invisible realm. It all comes from God. Amen? Amen? And so we've got to understand, things that are seen are not made of things that can be seen. That's why these scientists and people that are trying to create something from what they can see and trying to find the first cell, they can't do it. That's why evolution is such a losing thing. In actual fact, if you take the word evolution, you take the first four words, letters, E-V-I-L, what does it spell? Evil. Lution. All right? And if you take that evil and you put a D in front of it, there's your answer to evolution. It's devolution. Amen. They can't prove. There's no hope for that kind of thinking. And so things that are seen are not made of things that can be seen. And the unseen is way more powerful than the seen. It's way more powerful. And I've probably got this written down further, but he says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. You see? So God's word by the stripes on His back is eternal. Sickness can change. I see it. It's temporary. And however long it takes to get over it, if you use the Word of God and you get back in the basics and you stand on the truth and you don't waver, it's got to go. Amen. Amen. So the unseen is way more powerful than the seen. And that's why we walk by faith. What does He say? I walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, I walk in the unseen realm, not the seen realm. I live in the unseen realm. That's exactly what Jesus did. Exactly what He was doing. I don't do anything but the Father told me to do it. That's it. That's the unseen realm. Amen. And so We walk and live by faith and not by sight. Because if you're going to live by sight, heaven help us. Because when I look at, I don't care what the news is, who is the broadcast of that news, which media I'm looking at. When I look at that news, and if that's where I'm living, I'm going to be in some serious trouble. Serious trouble. Now look, I'm not saying that we have to just be ignorant and walk around, I'm in the spirit realm, I'm not taking care of myself, I've got God, got this. We know, I walk by faith, not by sight. Everyone say that. What does that actually mean? That means I'm not moved by what is happening in the natural realm to me and around me. What moves me is the unseen realm. That's the realm that moves me. The realm where God dwells. The realm where the Holy Spirit dwells. He's in me. I don't see Him. Come on. So now, rather than reacting to things in the world, respond by the power of the Holy Ghost. I take what He says and I use that rather than what I feel, my emotions. Because feelings and emotions are going to wreck you. It will wreck your life. I'm telling you, you'll start to imagine things that aren't even true. You'll start to imagine things that your husband's cheating on you, your wife's cheating on you, your children. I mean, you'll start to imagine. It got Job into a lot of trouble. He imagined that his children were doing all the wrong things. His imagination got him into trouble, that he got out of faith. And he would come and pray over them every single time they'd been there. And he'd pray for them. You know, what are they doing? What are they doing? His imagination ran wild with him. Read the Bible. Job's 1. It tells you all about that. And tells you that he was in total doubt. No faith in his unbelief. And it got him into a whole big, bad, troubled situation. So your imagination can be controlled by your feelings and your emotions. You might imagine someone doesn't like you because they didn't look at you. Right. And now all of a sudden you put up a wall towards that person. Now you've got aught in your heart. And you're wondering, why am I not getting healed? There's another point about healing. Listen, let me tell you very carefully. God said, if you don't forgive, neither will I forgive. That's right. He says that in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew, I believe it's Matthew 9. Or 6, 9 through 16, he does that. And then he also says in Mark 11, 24, 25 and 26, he says, when you pray, forgive if you have anything in your heart, that the Father in heaven can also forgive you. For if you forgive not, neither will your Father forgive you. Come on. So when you are harboring because your imagination and your emotions told you that person doesn't like you, so now you cut them off and you start treating them indifferently, you've got aught in your heart. Could that be a part of the reason you're blocking your healing? Come on, guys. This is where rubber meets road, right? Could that be a possible thing that is why I'm not seeing the manifestation of what I'm believing God for? Because I've got something in my heart.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
I was devastated when my husband left me.
So depressed, I couldn't get out of bed. I went to counselor after counselor, but nothing helped. Nothing worked.
I just needed a place to get along with God and begin to heal.
Do you feel like you are in a dark place? Do you sometimes feel that God has forgotten about you, going in circles and never getting anywhere?